And welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. Here we are back for our third season, which is so incredible. We are so happy you guys are joining us. I'm your cosmic host and guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, the waterfall capital of the world. So we first just want to give a quick thank you to Patrick Bernard for his beautiful music that you heard as our intro, Radha Govinda. You can find out more about him at patrickbernard.com. And we are just so, so delighted to have you guys here joining us today for a yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, and expanding the collective conscious with amazing synchronicities, and all the while daring you all to be the masterpiece you were created to be. So today's fantastic wild card lineup show, which is, we always know that it's multi-layered, it's multidimensional, and we plan it moment to moment, so you never know what's going to happen. We are definitely going to do everything we can to spark your creativity, infuse you all with infinite possibilities, and definitely get that magical divine child running around in a whole bunch of joy. So you know what? Why don't we all just dare ourselves and risk to live in divine cosmic ecstasy? So it's been a while since we've been on, and it's really been amazing to have some time off and to go through all the changes that we've been experiencing, of course, with 2012 and going through that time space continuum into the brand new era and the new earth. And we here at Goddess Alchemy have definitely gone through massive changes, just as much as every single one of you is listening in. And it's been really incredible as we're finding our footing and finding our grounds, moving into this new world, literally moment to moment and letting it reveal itself. It has been such an incredible experience. And it's kind of funny that, of course, we come back to you during a Mercury retrograde period in Scorpio, no less, which really helps us to delve into mysticism and really get past that dimensional veil and really just get to see what's really going on. Now, we have some amazing new things lined up for you guys for this year. We're also going to be adding in a whole new spotlight, a whole new feature to the show, which I'm so excited about. And today, our special guest is actually the lady who is going to be taking over our little spotlight. It's going to give you so much information and teach you so much. We're going to have a travel guru on who is well-versed in spirituality and traveling to all the different vortexes and spiritual centers and places across the globe. So I totally encourage you to listen to it because you are going to be so enticed that you are definitely going to want to come on one of these spiritual tours with us around the world and just have some amazing experiences. Her name is Pita Panos, and she is the owner of spiritualquestjourneys.com that you can find out more about her. But she will be joining us again for every single broadcast as our travel guru, spotlighting on spiritual travel, showcasing different sacred sites, vortexes, and exploring all the magical places worldwide. Now, we're still going to be celebrating conscious soul evolution, the divine blueprint, all the sacred wisdom and information that comes through on the show, as well as our fabulous guests that are going to be coming on, the Mystery School of Vibrant Living, lots of questions and answers, fantastic guests, and of course, we'll also be doing those initiations and moment-to-moment activations that are going to really help you to step across the barrier and really step into that whole aspect of magic. Now, just before we bring Pita on, I'm going to give you a little bit about her bio, but I just want to also say, too, it's been amazing. As you can tell, I've been a little bit sick. I've had some really incredible experiences happening, and my body has been going through some massive ascension symptoms as I've also moved into being a transdimensional healer and intuitive as well. I've had some incredible experiences over the last few months with stepping into becoming a Divine Mother emissary and bringing forth even more channeled wisdom and information from the Divine Mother and Source and the Divine Father. And it has done incredible changes to myself physically as a person and as a soul. And it is such an honor to be able to stand in this space and just to be able to bring all this information forward. So the voice may sound a little, hey, but it's Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, so it might get a little bit sexy as well. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Pita Panos, who is now, she's going to be again joining us as the travel guru and owner of Spiritual Quest Journeys. She's going to invite you in every show to explore these sacred sites. With over 26 years of tourism experience and a lifetime of visiting Earth's most intriguing places of power, South African-born, Pita is going to enchant the most jaded traveler. She's going to combine information on the sites themselves, the tours that you visit them, and the mysteries that surround them. The Travel Guru Spotlight should not be missed, definitely, for all of you who have wanderlust in your souls. We got a lot of questions to ask her because she has had a really incredible life and has really traveled the globe on an extensive, amazing level. And for her to birth this incredible company, we are so honored and so happy to introduce you to Pita Panos. Hi, Pita. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlotte. It's really an honor for me to be here.
Yay! Now, she is coming live to us from Norway, and I think it's just so amazing that even we get across all this technology and time zones, which we always have time zone drama, how incredible it is that we can all join together for this incredible, magical hour and bring forth all the information, especially to everything that you're going to be bringing to us. My goodness, we are so happy to have you become the travel guru for the show.
Thank you so much. And it just goes to show how we really do live in a global village, you know, that we can be connected. I'm sitting in Norway, you're in Canada, and people all over the world are listening to us.
So, in California. It's pretty wild. Well, you have an incredible story to share, and there's so many questions I have for you. It's unbelievable. And I just really want to, I don't even know where to start because I'm so excited to have you and to be able to talk about all the different things that you've done. I got to ask you, how did it all start? What happened that sparked your interest, or maybe that defining moment that made you wake up and go, I think this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah. Well, I guess, first of all, I need to tell you that I was born in South Africa and pretty much into a tourism family. My dad was he ran various different tourism companies. And growing up, he became the first fly-in operator into northern Botswana. So growing up, he owned game lodges in Botswana and in other parts of South Africa. And so growing up, I spent time in all of the game lodges and understood the operational side because both my parents were involved. After school, actually joined the family business, thinking I would do it for a year and earn some money and go and travel overseas. And, 21 years later, I was still in the trade in Southern Africa. So for me, I had done a lot of travel around Africa, and I was at the point of my career where at this point, our family business had been bought by the biggest tourism consolidator public company in South Africa. And I'd spent 10 years running their flagship business for 5 years. And then the last 5 years of my career there, I had amalgamated 13 businesses into one huge company. So I was running the largest inbound tourism company into Southern Africa. And obviously, it was a very high-stress job. I was traveling around 200 days in the year and had 450 staff members. So it was very, very challenging. And what I found was in order to balance the stress and the high energy job that I had, I needed to go to this my spiritual side, which had always been very strong. Even as young as 14, 15, I had a strong interest in unexplained mysteries and metaphysics, all aspects of metaphysics, and really stumbled on how energy worked and studied that for years and years. At the time, I was doing a 3-year apprenticeship to become a Reiki master, and every aspect of my life was kind of balanced with this very high pressure job, and then my love of my spiritual side, which of course is just the non-physical. And so I was always looking for opportunities to get back to the earth, to ground myself, to take some time away to recharge. And what I found was I was either finding a kind of 5-star luxury spa environment where there was no spirituality, or a very spiritual experience where the tourism experience wasn't taken care of at all. The accommodation wasn't great, the touring vehicles weren't great. There was no thought to that. It was all about the spiritual side. And so I actually came up with the name Spiritual Quest Journeys over 15 years ago, and had this company at the back of my mind because I believed there was such a gap in the market. I was searching for years to try and find the tours that I now put together, and just couldn't. So it was either the very good tourism experience or the very spiritual experience, and I wanted to blend them so that you could still enjoy a destination for its tourist hotspots whilst seeing what was off the beaten track, getting to grips with the culture of the place, getting to know local people, and understanding where they came from, and then of course there was the sacred sites. So I guess that's where it started, kind of with a personal need for me to get away from it all and just take some time out of my day-to-day life and just regroup and, take that objective step back.
How
incredible. How incredible.
And your
And your
intuition too
intuition,
is
too, it
completely
completely
would open
would
up and
open up and
expand through
expand
that.
through that.
Yeah, absolutely, especially at the sacred sites. I mean, it always fascinated me as a young girl. I was always drawn into churches, but I wasn't religious and I didn't particularly enjoy sitting through the service. But what I found was that when I went and sat in a church, I felt so incredibly peaceful and very connected to source and the earth. And I had the same experience when I was in nature. Obviously coming from South Africa and spending a lot of time in the bush, there's a very peaceful energy that you step into in the bush, where you can be completely authentic and yourself, and you recharge completely. And years later, when I found out that most churches were actually built on sacred sites, it all started making sense.
Oh yes, the ley lines and I'm sure you can tell us many stories too about a lot of the ley lines as well.
I mean, what's fascinating is I always try and equate it to our own physical bodies because we totally get that. And we know that we have energy lines running through our bodies called meridians, and we understand acupuncture points. And the earth is exactly the same. There is an energetic grid around the earth. And there's now irrefutable proof that the ancients understood this as well. And what is fascinating is that most sacred sites will be found along the ley lines, which is like the meridian lines in our body. So that you have the ley lines all over the earth, and then where the ley lines meet is where you will find the sacred sites. And if you look back to the very old sacred sites, the ancients absolutely understood this. And you've got stone temples, let's call them, dotted all over the world. And when you look at it from an overview perspective, there definitely had to be a plan.
It's really incredible. And what's amazing that you bring up about that too is when you have the civilizations from Lemuria and Atlantis, where they had multidimensionality in its purest form, how they could even label the solar system and know about the planets is just remarkable. So that inner knowing or that innate nature of having that understanding is just mind-blowing. And absolutely, it's so funny how now we're all trying to reclaim that, and this is where you come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd like to say something about that as well, because having been to so many sacred sites, and I love to meet the researchers and the people that are working around the sacred sites, and a lot of our journey leaders, kind of guide people and have done for years and years to the sacred sites. What always fascinates me is how many theories there are around the sites. And for me, what is absolutely critical is that on the tours, we don't try and force an opinion or a theory onto the group. It's very much making all of the information available and then encouraging people to use their own discernment to see what resonates with them and to kind of find out about the various theories, but to kind of leave making up their own mind. Of course, what happens is the more you find out about the theories, the more sometimes the more confusing it is. I mean, you just take the crop circles, for example, and yes, of course, some of them are man-made, but some of them are definitely authentic. And there's so much evidence to show that. And having gone to crop circles for years and years myself, I can honestly say at the end of all those years, I have no idea. What I do know is that there is something unexplained. And that the more I look into it, the more I realize that there is stuff going on our planet on an energetic level that we can't comprehend. And it's so much fun going on these spiritual quests and exploring that, even if the answer is, well, I know a lot more theory, but probably have less of an opinion than I did before I started.
Yeah, it makes me think of, I love the lines, this movie comes to my mind, which was actually Thor, where he talks and says that in his world, science and magic have become one. And here we are in this world, still trying to figure out how that blends.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me, it's really amazing. And you've traveled so many places. This must be a hard answer that I'm going to ask you. Is there anyone that particularly stands out to you, or one where you had just an unbelievably profound experience?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, the two that jump into my head immediately, I've always loved dolphins, and I've swum with wild dolphins a number of times in different places. I've actually been to Hawaii, which I think is just one of the most amazing places to swim with dolphins, to Joan Ocean. And I've spent, I've been twice and spent a week at a time where you literally go out every morning and spend the day swimming with the dolphins. So the first time I went, which I guess is about 5 years ago now, maybe 6 years ago, we were all in the water. We had about 70 dolphins kind of all around us, and we had been swimming with them for hours, and most of the people had already got out of the boat, got out of the water because it was getting a bit cold. And there were just a couple of us, and we weren't all together because there were just so many dolphins, and they were really playful and really coming, really playing with us. And so I went, you snorkeling. So I dove down, and a dolphin swam right towards me with a, I could hear the very high-pitched noise. And it literally, it was almost like playing chicken with it. And of course, I wasn't going to, I was going to give the dolphin right of way. And, but kind of just before the dolphin came to me, kind of just went to the side. And I asked Joan about that because it was such an intense, incredibly magical experience. And she explained that the dolphin was sonaring me, which has numerous effects, including opening the third eye and various other wonderful things. So that
How
was one in
amazing.
nature, that was just incredible. And another one was the first time I went to Dendera, which is one of the temples in Egypt. And I've long had memories of past lives in the temples, in the ancient mystery schools. It's come up throughout my life in a very strong connection with Isis. So I was at Dendera. I was with my partner Chris, and we had walked around and spent, we were actually there for many hours. And we had walked through most of the temple, and we were coming down from the outside back into the temple, and it was a long staircase going down. And by there weren't that many people left in the temple, so we were alone for most of our visit. And I was walking down ahead of Chris, and all of a sudden, I had a flashback of being in ceremony, walking down those stairs in a robe, carrying a candle. And so I kind of just walked down, and at the end, I told Chris, and I thought it was just amazing. The lighting had changed, and everything was a complete flashback into this past life. Anyway, so that was incredible. And then we went into one of the rooms, the music room, and there's a crypt that they've got stairs that you can climb up into and just sit and meditate for a few minutes. And so Chris and I had done that, and I had finished meditating before him, and so I was just waiting. And he opened his eyes, and he was looking at me, and he said, "This is just too weird. As I've opened my eyes, I can see you as an ancient Egyptian. You know, I can see it's you, but everything about your face is ancient Egyptian." And I just thought that was beautiful confirmation, of that life.
That is
That is
so
so
amazing.
amazing.
Have you written a
Have you
book
written a
about
book
your
about that
experiences?
experience?
Are you
Not
planning on writing a book?
yet. Yes, absolutely. It's one of the few that are on the to-do list.
So you started putting together Spiritual Quest Journeys, and you can visit Pita at spiritualquestjourneys.com, where she has a listing of all the incredible tours that she provides. And please tell us more about your company and what you bring forth for everybody.
Well, as I say, for me, what's important is to have a really good tourism experience. I've been in the tourism industry for now 26 years, so I guess it's built in. To give a lot of consideration to the hotels that we use on the itineraries, the kind of transport and what have you, and then of course the sites themselves. Most of the tours are designed around a theme, and then and that would be in conjunction with the journey leader that's on the tour. And of course, to try and get that blend of popular hotspots, tourist hotspots with the sacred sites, and then balancing the off the beaten track, something unusual that you generally wouldn't get if you were traveling on your own. So, for example, on our crop circle and sacred site journey that we do in July and August every year, when at the height of the crop circle season, we'll do a a morning sunrise visit to Stonehenge, where you can actually go amongst the stones. You know, I'm not sure if you know that if you visit Stonehenge on your own, you have to stay outside the barrier, you know, the boundaries. So you aren't actually able to touch the stones or go and sit in amongst the stones.
Wow.
So we organize private access for the group that has a private experience, you know, just for them in the stones. So there's always something unusual and different that you wouldn't actually be able to get
I can hear our
if you.
listeners already ready to sign up.
So
Where do we go?
for me, the itinerary is very important. There's got to be a balance of enough leisure time, enough time to integrate and process the work. I should have mentioned earlier, I tend to work with a ground handler in each destination so that I know from a tourism experience everything is going to be taken care of. And then the journey leader is not that, of course, they can handle the wrong room type or what have you, but their focus is actually to assist the entire group through their spiritual quest journey. Inwardly. So the journey leader will do the guided meditations. We do a lot of rituals and ceremonies and activations. So the journey leader is kind of personally selected in with being able to facilitate the group and assist them as they're going through their process, because of course, as you know, with all process work, there are times where you hit resistance and you need a bit of facilitation to kind of get you over that hump. And I find that because of the blend of the tourism side being taken care of by my ground handler, and the spiritual aspect of the journey being taken care of by the journey leader, it's a far more enriched experience for the people actually traveling on in the group. And of course, there is definitely a benefit to the group dynamic. Traveling with like-minded people, going through processes with people that kind of understand. What I find is on the groups, they tend to attract the same kind of people or people going through a similar issue. So there's often a lot of synergy for the individual participants that can help each other through various processes.
So do you have one of the destinations that you love to travel to, or you try to get to at least once a year?
You know, it's a tough one. Of course, I would love to travel on every single one of the tours. What I do try and do is if I have a new destination, I do try and travel on the first one, especially if I haven't been there before. So for example, you and I are planning the journey to Sedona in February, and Sedona has been on my wish list my entire life. So I am so excited, and of course I will be joining. So yeah, normally I will personally travel with the group the first time it's to a destination, and in most cases I have been to the destinations before.
And is there a real favorite one for you?
Oh, right. I don't know.
You love them all.
I do. I do. And each site has something so unique to offer. And I find that the energy is so different at the various sites that it's really hard to choose a favorite. You know, it's more, I think that there are times in your life that you get drawn to various sacred sites. Sometimes it's just the bush. It's just being in nature, you know, and Other times it's for a specific reason that that you feel that's where you need to be. When once you've been to a sacred site, you actually carry the sacred geometry in your energy field. And so I've really noticed that people get drawn to different sites at different times of their lives, depending on what they're needing.
Incredible. It sounds like you definitely have a really good book in you, and you need to get this on paper. It's just amazing, all the information that comes through. And not only, but the changes that you experience as a person, as a soul, from being in these incredible energetic spaces. It's,
Yeah.
I would say, I want to say, what do you have coming up? What's big for you? But in truth, you always have something coming up because you always have a tour.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to go back to my own personal transition. I was the CEO of the largest inbound tourism business in Southern Africa, and obviously was earning a huge amount of money, traveling the world first class. Wining and dining my clients in the finest restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. And I got to the point that even though there was nothing really wrong, I felt like it wasn't my passion anymore. I had, for 10 years been involved in running listed, when I say listed, I mean public companies. And once I had turned the businesses around and built them up to where they needed to be, the challenge had kind of slipped away for me, and I started getting a little bit bored and feeling that there was more. I
Yeah, it's
wanted,
like you were missing something.
I wanted, to. I wanted to change my life to into a more authentic expression of who I was. And, running a business, being in the corporate world, there's certain demands on you that are actually out of your hands, And so when I decided, it was actually I was at a trade show in Berlin, and I think it was 2007, and I had taken a step back from the trade show, just to get something to eat and kind of collect my thoughts. And I looked at it from an objective perspective, and the realization dawned on me that I didn't want to do this anymore. And it was the most awful, sick feeling to realize that I had achieved so much. I should be putting my feet up and just enjoying the ride, until retirement kind of thing. And I just realized that that I was done. And so, of course, I didn't do anything initially. I was too shocked and horrified that something I'd done for 21 years with absolute passion and enjoyment was just not fulfilling to me anymore. And but I, of course, had this realization and realized that I needed to change my life in certain ways. And it was then that I really started going to sacred sites because I was looking for answers. And every time I would travel internationally, I would extend for a couple of days, depending on where I was, and I would just take some time and spend some time in nature. I did a walking tour around Tuscany. Well, that was when I was went swimming with the dolphins the first time. Spent a lot of time in England around Stonehenge and Avebury and what have you, and various other places. And it was actually at those times where I was taking that time for myself in the sacred sites that I started realizing that I started realizing what I needed to change in my life. And I didn't have, it wasn't that I had decided to do Spiritual Quest and left my business and opened up and was successful overnight. I had to really go through the dark night of the soul. And I know that for me during that time, as hard as it was, really kind of working out what my next step was going to be. And in the meantime, I did a 3-month sabbatical where I traveled around Southeast Asia and Australia and Fiji and what have you. And I went back and I actually decided to leave the business. And then I moved to Europe. And I wasn't sure. At this point, Spiritual Quest was at the back of my mind. It wasn't a reality. And slowly but surely, as I did the energetic work, and particularly the visits to the sacred sites, a plan started coming together. And it was actually in a crop circle that I got
How
the message.
Amazing.
Yeah. You know, so I knew the time was right. And so I think for myself, knowing my own journey and how, you know, the transition that I had gone through, I really understand what people go through when they visit the sacred sites. And so on the tours themselves, it's so important that you get that balance of really honoring and respecting every single person's process.
And it's really amazing that you honored your own process to get to these messages and then to be able to create such an incredible way to help and to be of service to your fellow man. It's really incredible.
Okay. And I mean, if I look back now, it was, you know, I guess probably a lot of other people could see that that's the route I was going to go, because my main objective was to still travel, but travel to places that I wanted to travel to and that were meaningful to me, and to have the travel aspect, but also my light work. For so many years, I had thought it was in corporate, and yet I was wanting to help people take responsibility for their lives, to awaken and to live a conscious life where they could manifest whatever they wanted. And to me, it was so logical. Actually, if I look back now, the steps were just so plain that this was actually a creation to achieve all of those things and more.
Well, it's an incredible story, and it's amazing, too, and how now spiritual travel has become so popular. It is everywhere. Everybody is really heeding that inner call of wanting to break out, break through, and really experience a deep level of just being. And to have somebody like yourself to create such an amazing company with such depth is incredible. So, again, we are speaking with Pita Panos of spiritualquestjourneys.com. Please visit her site. She has some fantastic journeys for you to look into spiritual travel and awakening and initiations and everything. And I really encourage you to check her out. But we're also so lucky because she's going to be joining us every single show from now on as our travel guru, having a spotlight on some of or different special vortexes and energetic sacred sites across the planet. So we are so excited to have you join Goddess Alchemy Divine Magic team and to bring this forward. It's really going to add an amazing new dynamic to the show.
Yes, thank you. I'm so excited to be joining you on the show.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. So we'll be bringing forth so much more stuff. And we are just about to run out of time. So just before we do that, I would like to, I don't know what to say. I'm so, you know, amazed at all the incredible information that you have brought forward and everything that you're going to be bringing also to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. And to all our listeners, we will be doing activations, of course, too, on other shows. But what are you planning to do now? What are the next things you're looking at doing in the coming few months?
Okay, in the coming few months, I have a journey to Egypt, to Sedona.
Oh, yes.
There's a journey for people that are interested in crystals. Namibia in Southern Africa is, well, anyone who has worked with crystals will know about Namibian crystals. And I've got a fabulous journey going to Namibia or through Namibia, where you can actually find your own crystals, learn how to work with them, how to heal with them, how to look after them, etc. And yeah, so that's a fantastic one. And then we've got I've got two journeys to France coming up, one to southern France and another one to northern France. A journey to Avalon in England, as well as the Crop Circle tour. I have a yoga, walking, and meditation safari in Zambia. Hawaii is coming up. Peru, and I normally do at least one journey to Peru a year. South Africa itself. India is coming up in March. Malta, which is the oldest goddess culture in the world. Scotland, wow. Easter Island for next year. So yes, I've got some fantastic new destinations, and then the journeys that I have run annually in the past will be running again next year. So there's new stuff coming all the time. Yes, as you say, if people go to the site, they can click on choose a journey, and it gives you an overview of all the journeys coming up.
So there's something for everyone. So once again, check it out, www.spiritualquestjourneys.com, and just see what calls you. I love what you have on the line where it says, are you waiting to exhale? That is such a powerful line.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to decide which journey to go to, it's about reading the itinerary and seeing what resonates with you. You know, if you get goosebumps or you want to burst into tears, you probably should book on it.
You should go.
Absolutely.
Well, that is really incredible. And again, we are so grateful to have you on the show. You've been amazing. I was going to say we'd love to have you back, but we're going to have you back. So we look forward to our next few shows where you will be having the spotlight, where our next guest will be Laura Eisenhower, and you'll have your travel guru spotlight. And should we tease them a little bit about what you might be talking about next on your next little spotlight? Or let them wait breathless with anticipation?
I always think breathless with anticipation is exciting.
We don't want to get too breathless, especially after you had a few coughs. So, once again, Peter, thank you so much for coming on the show, for being with us, and just sharing your incredible story. And for those of you listening in, we, again, thank you. And we've been on the line with Peta Panos of spiritualquestjourneys.com. Please check her out. She's got a newsletter and an ebook. You can also download fabulous information, incredible tours. Please check her out. And she'll be joining us again, too, as the travel guru spotlight on every show coming to you live. So we thank you so much. And for all of you who have been listening in with us and have been here, we just want to wish you all magical days and nights filled with cosmic ecstasy. Thank you so much, and aloha.
A harmonic new octave has arrived, so why not join us on Alternative Tuesdays at 2 p.m. PST for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.